sans zengini. It's not Zen mass, not Zen meaning. Where is your breath? Breath. Then it is a question of what? If you have no breath, you do not know what is this life. So we are giving, brain giving movement, not brain working. Where is your breath? You do not, you cannot explain. What is the difference between a dead man and a living man? You have got so many big scientists, human workers, you do not know. So where is your brain? But don't put your brain, then it is a question of washing off. It is not brain washing, it is brain giving problem. Unfortunately, you have no brain, therefore you are useless. On this part, Bhagavad Gita. What do you think? Brain wants or brain giving? This is the heading.
Yes.
So we have to prove that you have no brain at all. Your brain is like cats and dogs. That is not brain. Even if you are scientist, philosopher, the position of your brain is the same. You do not know what is that thing missing that a living being is dead. For centuries in the history, you could not understand it. So where is your brain? On this point, discuss your own thoughts and write one article on that. Shining your brain. This is not a fact. That brain giving movement. There is no brain. These are such many things. If you had brain, then you could understand. But you have no brain. Where is the question of washing? Brain giving movement. Am I right or not?
Yes, sir.
It's not brain washing, but you have no brain. There is no question of washing. We have to give you brain.
The brain?
Brain means proper intelligence. That is brain. Viva, sova, that is brain. Anyone who has got brain, he'll understand the simple logic. So how the body is changing, there is something. That the body is changing from childhood to adulthood. And as soon as that important thing is missing, no more change in the body. It is a dead man. So where is your brain to understand this simple truth?
Oh,
no, what may be cause? But you have no brain. Cause may be so much. But you have no brain to understand this simple truth. Where is your brain? So this movement is not brain washing, brain giving. No brain. That is hard to say, Sarva-bokhas. Animal has no brain. They say animal has no soul, but that's not the fact. Animal has no brain. Otherwise, all anatomical, physiological conditions are there. But they have no brain. They cannot accept that. what is the difference between dead man and living man? There is a distinction between man and animal. But if you cannot understand, then where is your brain? On this point. Actually, there is no brain. Where will go for it? That was the point Arjuna was despised. And you just said, you have no brain. You are lamenting on this body and talking like a learned man. I said, Chairman, who is from Kuntas? The whole world is going on like this. They're talking like very big scientists, deputies, plus of course, very big, big things, but real things. Where is your brain? Can I say like this? You cannot answer. Your big science is putting forward by combination of chemicals. Why don't you combine chemicals and give the dead man to become alive? When is the brain? Simply say combination of chemicals, but to change the chemicals and combine, then you can understand you have got brain. That you cannot do falsely, taking mysterious position, that you have got brain, actually you have no brain. Fitting to write articles on this. You have no brain at all. Ramatana is sources. In India there is a prejudice that you should not lie down, putting your head towards northern side. Whatever truth may be, one man was asked, don't put your head towards northern side. So he answered, where is my head? Head is already cut off. Okay, making propaganda brain, but where is your brain? Cannon, where is your brain? Cannot answer this. Where is your brain? Write a strong letter on this point and try to publish. If there is brain, there is question of asking us. Doing something. Where is your brain? There is no brain. What is that? He challenged them that he has no brain, he cannot answer this. Then what will be the answer?
They will say to us,
he?
They will say to us, well,
we have brain, and it is functioning. Otherwise, how could I be speaking to you now? How could I even answer?
Exactly. Speaking and writing is empty. The body is also writing, but it's different. He is speaking in a different language, that's all. That is me. The dog has not been. The dog is barking. We are speaking. Very little thing.
They say we have art, we have science.
Whatever you may have, but you cannot answer the ultimate question. We have got also science, art. The dog can understand that a foreigner is coming and he is in God. Tell. Understand somebody unknown is coming. You have got that chance. But from distant place you can understand that some unknown person is coming. God can understand. Yes, God is out. He is a better interpreter than you. Everyone has got some particular. But does that mean there is grace? Brain means to understand the problem of life. That is grace.
Ultimately, our intelligence comes from scripture,
from Krishna. No, apart from scripture, logic value comes. Scripture will get, that is our limits. But you answer. Common ground. What is the difference? Why there is dead man and alive? What is your answer? Set aside scripture.
That they say is beyond our intelligence.
That means you are not intelligent. That is true. On your intelligence, your intelligence is not your perfect. Yes, lacking in brain. I see how many workers, totally workers. They're doing nothing. Oh man, simply that happens. Doing nothing. There is nobody to see. They take advantage. 75% of the workers are doing nothing. Explain. There is in this body, there is something. Not body itself is made. But Dehima is made. Within this body, there is the real power, the He, who has God given. And because he is there, the body is changed. You cannot find the human brain exactly like the God in text. The God cannot understand that within my body I am the God. Therefore you are no better than God. And actual fact is you are not this body. You are living this. You are dressed. It's so many ways, Bhagavad Gita teaches. But you are no brain. You have brain muscle. You have no brain to understand your real position.
They when they say brainwashing, they think they're losing their intelligence by our movement, but actually they have no intelligence to begin with.
No,
they prove that.
Yeah.
They have no intelligence to begin with. Where's the question?
Yes.
They complain of loss of identity, but actually that loss of identity, they don't know who they are.
Yes.
So what can they lose?
Yes.
So we'll challenge them like that. What is this loss of identity? You don't have any...
Who are you? What is your identification? What is good? The real teaching is that identifying yourself with this body, you have lost your identity. That is the... We all are intelligent, then they say we are not. We can explain that we are not. So many technical industries that are challenged in the very low their technologies. That when a dead man is stopped, he can displace as my technology. Very good demand. Technology. The car has stopped. Go to the expand, repair it, and do the needful, and then it's done. That is it. And when the net is in the cooking, as soon as you say beyond our intelligence, then don't talk nonsense. Your intelligence is not perfect. When you are friends, this very point is taught, but nobody.
We could have our scientists make some study also.
Yeah, well, they study.
And perhaps we can include something that they're saying. Right now they are making one article to show that this description they have of brainwashing has nothing to do with chanting Hare Krishna. That it is not even the same process. We saw one book that the psychiatrist sometimes quotes from. In the book they had pictures of people at a Christian prayer meeting, and they were falling over and holding snakes, poisonous snakes. They think that we are doing the same thing. So we are also trying to establish that this has nothing to do with our Krishna consciousness or finding Hare Krishna.
Why this analogy? Are we getting this name?
They say it is the same thing.
Why do you say?
Because they don't know.
Why do you say that? Which is not the fact. Are you getting this name? Why is it false to say?
They say, well, you can't advance.
But that doesn't mean they're getting this name. So that says that you are falsely telling. Everything is based on false telling.
Oh, yes.
You have to prove that. Where we are taking steps. Analogy must be good when there is similarity. When are you taking this snake and dancing? Then why is this analogy? This is depiction.
And is there ignorance?
You are up there. You are bringing something which is not there. First of all, find out the similarity. Then you can say, it is like that. Where is the similarity? There is false logic. Analogy means the point of similarity. Then you can make analogy. The moon is beautiful, and if one space is very beautiful, you can say this space is as beautiful as the moon. But if it is ugly, black, then how can you make that this space is as beautiful as the moon? Where is the analogy?
No analogy.
Analogy means points of similarity.
Most of the charges are like that. They are based on misconceptions about our movement. They say that, for instance, that we do not eat enough or sleep enough. Yet we have studies from their own scientists that say that our diet is good.
How we are living? Because that is not good. Tell me, we are not eating sufficiently, then how we are living? You do not know what is good food. As a result, we have to learn. If we are not eating sufficiently, how we are living? Cow is so much grass, and a human being is a small plant. If the cow says, you are not eating, everything, like me, is it not it?
No.
So you are just like cows and asses. You eat for the asses. Does it mean I have to eat for the asses?
No.
In your calculation, it may be that we are eating very small. But that is not the fact. We are eating everything. you have no brain. Because you are eating raw meat, grass. And you see that we are eating fruits. This is not healthy. It is your turn. Actually, the fruits are meant for health of us, intelligent men. It is not meant for cats and dogs and everything. Elephant can eat very good eater. Does it mean he is human being? So you are just an elephant. You are calculating your other friend like this.
Sometimes when they're making their statements, we wonder how they can be so intelligent. How they can be so mistaken in terms of the goal of this movement.
So you explain that Krishna.
But all of you choosing us. That we are the cheaters, that every time when we answer them, they're exposed to the cheaters. They're some of the ones who really don't know, yet we're all saying that they know.
It is a good chance for explaining our mission. Very carefully. has become a brain man. For centuries in the history, in people, he had no brain. That whether the body is important, or the active principle which is working within the body, very important. Then, which one is important? The body is important, or the active principle which is moving the body, very important.
Bill said that they have so much science and culture.
What are we saying? That is what I know. And has that, and has caught, and for the has been the great scientist. As soon as the evidence is not, you keep on the face of the community. So which is important? The face of Mr. Einstein or the evidence of this man? Have you ever done your point? What is that?
The different scriptures like the Bible say there is a soul.
God did not teach and they talk and come. God said that you cannot understand that where is the prayer? The law also cannot understand. You simply identify with this God. And you are doing that. When you pray, man is rational and where is your rationality? The void of rationality. Where else would that go? Where is your brain? I want this one. God is one big dog thinking that there is the body and the land of the finger. And so powerful than this body. So I also think it's better. And we can tell you the position. But both of them, no understanding that how you are powerful, why you are powerful, what you are to be. And where is that? Why man is important than the enemy? In conscience, so it is not a brain working, but it is human brain. And no brain at all. No, I want this one. Our challenge is that you have no brain, how you go through on the past? You cannot understand these simple things. This is important.
We say there's nothing after this lifetime. When the body's dead, that's it.
Apart from that, that's all you have to distinguish. Yeah, what is body? The activities of living body that is working. Is it important? Are the superficial body scattered?
They say there's no difference.
There is a difference. Is that the game of it?
The body itself is active, not just something in the body, it is active. The blood, the brain, this is part of the body,
but then having this position of this body. Active. And this brain is not active.
No, it has no brain, no mind.
So then we have to accept that the body has that mind and body.
Yes.
So, that is material or something else?
Material. We are duplicating the situation.
That's true.
We are beginning to make money.
That is not, and that we have no breath. You get to pick a hand in your bedroom. This man is now not working to stop. So we are best you and must get you. Exactly, you can't even hold that. When there is no control, you press the floor in his class. Where is that? Thank you.
Well, just be
careful, you are comparing something which is not analogous. That's what it means.
Just because we cannot measure the mind doesn't mean that the mind is not material. We may not make it, but still we
can. You say that you can. We say we have good knowledge. We say material, but sacrifice. But we have no knowledge. Therefore, we have no brain.
What proof is this? They may not.
This is the proof. Now, we, the real habitants, soul has left, the brain has left, the mind has left, it is all here now. You cannot understand. If you understand it, you are different. If there is, then you are not. But there is no brain at all. Where is your strong brain working?
But if we operate on a person's brain, actual brain substance, it affects his personality. So therefore the personality is brain. So
you give this man brain, mind, and then they can get up.
Then you say that's still beyond their knowledge.
Then you have no brain to say. My confidence, you have no brain. As soon as you say, beyond my, then let me have no brain.
But having just an observation is not as good as it could be. It doesn't mean that
you have no brain. No brain.
Just like a child has a brain, but it's not very intelligent. So we have brain.
Then he's intelligent. Then does that mean that? This man has a
brain means intelligence.
Yes.
Otherwise, you could say the dog is intelligent.
Yes.
Rather than brain.
Dog is also a brain that is food, that is sex, things like that. Not that brain. That brain has no answer. It's a small plant in that. Okay, is that? Yes, very intelligent being you call. Prove that we are not there. This is mind is being and being. That brain was.
That is gross.
That brain was in that brain being.
We can say from our own realization.
Yes. We have suffered in now we have. And we've got brain, immediately understand. But you have no brain. You have to make you understand so many things in this case you do not understand. So where is your brain? Anyone who has brain will understand that when I say that this man is dead, something has gone out of that. You know what happens?
But you have not seen it.
See or not, I can see. When this man is dead, something is missing.
Well, it's just like a machine.
Oh, machine is done in place. Why are you doing it? Exactly, you have no brain. It's a completely different thing. If it is machine, machine it is.
Machine breaks down.
Breakdown can be bad.
Well, if it's a different thing, why don't you present your same views? Well, you say you do know, so why don't you produce it and put it back in the body, make it work? You say you do know all that thing, so why don't you?
Yes, I know, but I say it cannot be. I know. And well, that's what you say, and you bless it, and you're crying it, and you're not putting millions of years, that's what you're doing. We say that, I mean, it's not. There is certain error, but we say that. Don't say that. But you can try again, and then you say, that we are not there. We are not there. I say, Motorola has gone, the driver has gone to another. And he will have to find out how he can do that without the driver. I say, no way. And one of them says, the driver is not now cannot be done. That is what it is. It's called the train. Driver has gone out. And you're trying to run on the car. By putting pressure, by putting wheels, by driving. That is the amount of it. Useless to yourself. That is your amount of it. I am the answer. So that is the answer. That is the answer.
How is your movement to kill anybody, for instance?
And other things that didn't say. It's got investment. That child is educated. I mean, passes any decision. If you are a intelligent person, I will do that. If you have no brain, I can give you. So if you do not know what it is, it brings you. But because you are asking, it will not ask.
This will not be very possible with the kind of people to be had. People will not very much appreciate being told they have no brains.
I think
that. Not even intelligence.
But we can say that their accusation is that one loses their identity. They say we are very much loses their identity, so they don't know that.
You are false to be identified. You are not.
What would you have us identify with?
Huh?
How would you have us identify?
I am the that we change, it says, oh, no, it's not religion.
What is that?
Religion is wrong.
No, we excuse so.
And no, that doesn't mean it is wrong.
Persons
can be said, I said, suppose you do. I try to go, I have any life. You can understand it. I don't have that life, it's that.
So those people who may not want to hear that they are not.
Imagine how upset they'll be when you tell them you have no brains. They would have upset over half the side. If they say, you are the most unintelligent because you do no practical work, simply sit in the chair and how you just know you do all practical work.
Huh?
You do all practical work. They come to me, and I can't say that you don't practice the word in society.
That's the capacity to be caught.
You think?
It seems to be. It gives you all passion. getting good relief of that working power.
Yes.
And it's a pleasant.
Yeah.
It's not aggravating. It's a better thing, right? And it's getting simpler. Sometimes it's broken up. Sometimes you're putting something in the same program. And if you have a working hard, then I can make it through.
Envious. Get envious.
Why do you say deal? So, who then?
Who just is the best one?
He did so look at this and something happened. Who is it in your case? Is that blessed? And then how is it in your case? How did you come to this one? This is the what I mean.
A third red farm from red farm.
Yeah, and then we said, yes.
Well, that's why we granted increase beyond the capacity of the beginning of our world.
How are you doing? Begins from the customer drives on the kind of stage.
Thank you.
And our whole process is how to transfer on the customer from material platform to the different life in his soul. Who's the development? Where our existence begins? That we have things to begin from. That is surprising, but this cannot be answered, solved, to begin from. To begin from.
If we are trying to bring back from the gross misunderstanding, disidentification, to come to the spiritual side, then you understand that the spiritual kingdom, the spiritual life, the dharma, the soul, the universe. That we all bring to this benefit of the
it's a complete development of consciousness. It's a complete development of consciousness. We can say that to common people, this person is saying that you're being brainwashed, you're losing your identity. They're cheating you. Because actually you don't know what your identity is, you have an identity, and they're telling you that you already know.
And that person, you have no brain. But you're supposed to have a brain.
Yeah, they think for yourself, but they put themselves there. They don't know how to work, and how can they think for themselves?
Yes, we have to have no brain. We didn't get it. Yes, we've got a fine job on for you. And you can. And this platform is speaking to the man.
matter of the senses. It's a matter of the spirit. Thank you. You are not in your own state. There is different background. Therefore, Krishna believes on this point. That the spirit is within, not the body. That is your likeness.
That has to be true.
That has to be understood, and that belief of the explaining the story way, and it's our task of the young, not a mental underlying belief. The one word, not a mental underlying belief, but it's the same thing. It's just the process. Because not a mental underlying, you don't change the things, you live. You never change it. You got a certain brain. You got a certain brain. The body is coming. And Krishna said, no, no, no. That comes. Who is your friend? And that's your friend. Very good friend. And how is he going to be used from that point? He is not there, but they are disappointed. Nothing left by me beyond the class of the human, except the other body. A man is sleeping. He has seen out of the body. He is jumping at his feet. How can he see? He is a man. He is called up in the time of night and day. Somewhere else. How is it? You see it and you see it. Not what it is, but it is what it is. Very good day. It is a fact. I see the man sleeping, but he has not somewhere else. Is your daily experience? He cannot sleep, but he has not. He has gone to the jungle, he thinks there is a tiger, he is crying, crying, crying. He cannot sleep. Why is he crying? So how can he see he is asleep? There are no such eyes. You cannot ask him how the fact of body is what and what to see from the soul. He's giving me the subtle body, mind, is what. Therefore, he's in mind, he's seeing Sandhya and he's crying. Oh, you kind of saying, and the man, the cross. You cannot see, where's Sandhya? You cannot be done nothing, but he does not speak. That is another blameless. You cannot see, but you can see.
But then they could argue that actually the dream is just imagination. What the man wakes up
expecting on him. You cannot see.
But it includes the monkey coming beyond the gross frame.
Yeah. From your bhankus, I cannot see. That is that. It depends on your skin, but you cannot see so many things happening. Yeah, and the proposal is blindness. If you have no sufficient brain to see things like that. Take this point and consider it clearly before it is very interesting. Yes. Cases go down and we can disclose our whole order. Is it not?
Maybe it's a good opportunity
for
discarding our whole to Krishna's arena. Don't get it out of the way. Have a clue yourself, appreciate it. And then have to do that. And then get traveling and then have to call your mind.
We say that we have our own personal choice. Once we become in this union, we have no longer any personal choice. We're taking advantage of a young boy they don't know, and they're just taking advantage of it. They formed a group, the programmers, called Return to Personal Choice.
Like what? This is personal choice.
It's a picture of
it,
returning someone to their personal choice.
It
doesn't matter what the type of thing.
You're personal choice.
That is them returning someone to personal choice. Right. The mother.
This is the mother. Father, and kidnappers. This is personal choice.
They're saying you do not know what is your personal choice. You have forgotten how this brainwash will work. Otherwise, you should remember. So we're doing this for your own sake. They call it rescuing. They say that we are rescuing people.
All right, who understands that? I pause. Who understands that?
They say you don't know your own choice. You have thought your memory of what it's supposed to be.
The people who left it to each other, very close.
Well, they feel that this is what the parents want, so the parents are justified in doing this to their children. The parent has the right to dictate what should be the child.
How long?
Unlimited situations. They ask, supposing your child is 50 years old. Mother said, it doesn't matter how old, even 50 years old, if they have lost their brains from the brainwashing.
And you read the law of the country.
There's a law that protects senile people. Sometimes a man gets older than senile, he may have a lot of money, not how to use it. So they have given a law so the parents can take charge of this person that doesn't take them money. Also, they have this conservatorship law. That is the law. Now they are applying the law to us. Because the law says, most of the laws are written, it says that anyone who is of unsound mind, of unsound body, with addicted to drugs, or who may be fooled by artful and designing persons, and his person can be put under the supervision, but that means that someone else takes control of your affairs and tells you you must resist. So they put you in the mental hospital, and then they come through this so-called deprogramming. Now they're making new laws. Just before we came here, there was a law in one state. They proposed where anyone, not just the parents or the family, but anyone who wanted to, could get this kind of control over any other person. And then the law said, for any reason whatsoever. This book is a manual that was prepared by the American Civil Liberties Union. They had a big conference in Metropolis, in New York. This is accounts of deprogramming, newspaper articles, reports from authorities, personal accounts of people who have been through this return to personal choice, describing how they were dragged and beaten and locked up and tortured and starved in order to take them. They even have in there one manual. They have a do-it-yourself reprogramming book to teach you how to take someone and make them into an atheist.
Exactly what they accuse us of doing.
And then also they have testimonies of people who went through this and said, I'm very glad that I was rescued by force because now I'm free. This is the essence of what has damaged. In fact, many who were deprogrammed have then joined the deprogrammers. Even there are some of our devotees of Hare Krishna, they are now going around and deprogramming. They're working for the deprogrammers.
They have their own guru. The steadfastness has become their guru. And then they have a whole organization built around it. They are now getting donations. They have a non-profit corporation.
Yes.
They have established a 100,000. Yes, their guru was in jail. And Patrick was good. He got out of jail. But he was so much wanted to do this deprogramming that he went and they caught him and they put him back in jail again. And now he's in for 1 year. Back in jail. But they are going on this activity without him. He's trained so many others to go.
Programmers have been disbanded in Canada. In Canada, we're not allowed.
We've had big newspaper coverage in Canada for one devotee from our temple in Boston, who was her sister and mother have become witnesses in my trial, in my case. So they were threatening her. They wanted to take her and put her in the mental hospital. So she went to Canada and said, I'm seeking political asylum here in Canada that I should be safeguarded. So the Americans went to Canada and they said, oh, you Canadians, how can you be doing, how are you doing this? You're at the school. The Canadians don't like the Americans at all. They told the Americans, yeah. And they kept our devotees protected. And by an act of their parliament, they excluded the deprogrammers from Canada. But now they are protecting what the Buddha is saying. We are giving protection to the miracle of the
political asylum.
And they're getting great satisfaction from the
Buddha. The Buddha's mother of this particular case said, I would rather see my brother dead than be the Buddha's mother.
She said that on the paper.
That was a headline in the newspaper. She ordered you better be dead than to be Hare Krishna.
That's for her own good.
people involved in programming have read most of the books. They've read and studied. When they try to deprogram someone, they quote from the books, different things. Just if they can't understand this philosophy in their video, they just don't want to understand. It's like this man, Ted Pepper, he has read so many of the books. Sometimes I heard he challenged the devotee, where is your Lord Nrsimha Dev now, the Savior? And also, we have heard that if the Lord is blaspheming, you're supposed to either give up your life or leave this place. So why don't you do? Or cut out the tongue, cut out my tongue. So why don't you do that?
They used that as one beautiful argument. They said that one of our devotees should be put in the mental hospital for his own protection, because otherwise he would go and kill himself. And the court said, why is that? They said, well, because in their books, it says that if the devotee hears someone blaspheming a spiritual master or Krishna, then they have to commit suicide. Or cut their tongue out. It said, either they will cut my tongue out, or they will kill themselves. So either way, they should be put in the hospital. One case where we could kind of Srimad Bhagavatam about the hellish planets. And they were reassured, they read how one of the detached to live it, how they would have to embrace the form of a hot woman, the form of a woman. And so they were saying, so do you think this is going to happen to us? Do you think this is going to happen to us? Challenging like that, and she would say, yes, I actually see you today. But they were saying, actually, they were going through each section of the Bhagavatam and reading it, saying, what about this? Do you really believe this? Do you really believe that the moon is farther away than the sun? Do you really believe that they didn't go to the moon?
They asked that Balamanta on the national television. Just one hour to talk.
So, after him behind, then I'll bump him.
That's what Paul wrote to him. He said, you have your ideas and we have ours. We're not stopping you from having yours, so why can't you stop us from having yours? You are driven through. We have as much evidence for you. Your authority said you went, and our authority said you didn't go. Anybody can make a movie to show that you went to Jupiter or Saturn or any other thing. Movie thing that came from. We don't stop people from having a belief. We don't support something to say that we want to do something.
Yes, that's good. I love the movie. I did not go. So, I'll say you. I'm just like the one that I didn't know. We want to do something for you, therefore. You could say that I did not know, that I did not see. I did everything to believe some people. So why do you not believe me? Maybe you don't.
When we are reading our books for days, they do not believe that they're not the body. They read, but they don't believe that they're not the body.
Hence, this what do they believe?
They believe that they're in this body. And hence, they enjoy the body.
so bad than another. So for them, such nice lot, they would rather think that they would get the right bones. The dead Patrick said that celibacy was a sign of insanity. He kidnaps nuns, priests, anybody who takes celibate vows. He said he needs nothing to the right bones. He took one of our devotees and brought him to the naked dance shows and even hired prostitutes.
I asked him once, I said, if you had any time
on television, I'm scheduled on television.
I said to him, if you had a chance to be so about the soap, would you do it? He said, oh, skeptically, I'm busted. He's from another group. That boy in the front, he is taking the person. They're holding on his throat. He is from another group. I think some Christian group. There was an article in the New York Times where they went and watched one of the programs, experiments. And at the end of the experiments, they wrote this article. Showing pictures of them taking the person, dragging them out of the building, throwing them in the toilet. And then later they held on public deprogramming in Detroit. But our devotees went to that public deprogramming and began to ask them all kinds of questions, and they had to abandon the building because we thought it was public. All of the Indian community went there. Began to ask them what he's doing with his prison. They were giving a demonstration of their technique. And they had to stop. But this is one picture that they took, how well they were actually abducting the prison. Just like in the case in New York, this one girl, Timothy Bundy, she was taken. They pulled up in a van, in a car, and dragged her off the street. Threw her in the van and drove away. And then, when we filed charges for kidnapping, they turned around and filed the charges against me for kidnapping, saying that we were the kidnappers, even though they had made a statement confessing to the fact that they had abducted her bodily off the street. And she said, I had been kidnapped. They said, no, you don't know what you really want. You don't really want to be married. So you are really being kidnapped by another. They say the Hare Krishnas are artists in the program of all groups.
They also say that once you've been a Hare Krishna for 4 years, then your brains are finished and you cannot be
hard. On the TV show, they were speaking with Ted Patrick, and they said, well, could you deprogram someone? And he turned the box of both all the doctor and said, I could deprogram him very easily. But he looked at me and said, this one is always good. I think my brain has no more brain. We have a list in there of the, in that book, of the devotees who have been deprogrammed. And they're not a movement, unlike most of the others. About two-thirds of the devotees' patients have come back. More have come back from one movement than any of the others. They take other groups 10 to 1 of the others. Because our devotees generally return. Only the new, the very most neophyte devotees today have. They have never had some experience of taking a devotee who's been for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or something. They don't, they've never left a certain year before.
Usually the way they come back is that they, after being deprogrammed, someone is living on the material world, and then they need a devotee on book distribution. By getting a book, you'll see the picture of Krishna, so usually they start to remember, and they probably want to take them back to service. Bhakti Gopal suitcase to try to change the next one there in the car. He had been deprogrammed, and he was going to Washington, D.C., Dulles Airport, and suddenly someone met him in a book distribution and gave him a book, seven books. He took a look at the Krishna book, and said, thank you, dear Richard. He said, I should be selling the books, not buying the books. So thank you. They dealt very hard with it. In the book, St. Patrick was in the book, which is popular seller, it's called Let Our Children Go, Let Our Children Go. He had written a book with St. Patrick called Let Our Children Go. And there's a chapter about Hare Krishna, especially about the Rasa Gopal. And it's terrible how he describes this whole process of how much use he had to use in his work. He didn't admit he was going to use it. And right now, the government is giving protection to a great extent to his people using it, saying that it's for the person's well-being that he's using it. They say that it's a pandemic. Okay, we don't want to interfere with something. It's not the other. It's like a husband and wife father who didn't interfere, or the father and son fighting who didn't interfere. But it's just having that. One recent case in Texas, I think I may have told you, one great Alvin father killed his son while his son was sleeping. And the court said he did it all right because if the father and son was dealing, his boy was going bad, he should not be the truth. He went to the court of murder of his son. The court let him go. Generally, when the child is kidnapped, the parent is always present. When they have the programming torture session, the parent is also present. And in fact, the person who do a lot of the torture are relatives.
Just like in the case of Bhakti Gopal, when he was held in his house, he managed to get to the phone and promise. So we went out to his house with some of the dromedaries and the feathers and started breaking all the windows of the house and smacking up the doors. And he was running around the house, his brothers and friends were dragging and throwing down against the walls and walking into the room, trying to get him away from him. And they were fighting. And finally, they say that in Ted Patrick's book, they thought there were 25 of us, but only 4 of us, 5 of us. So finally, in the end, they were so terrified that all of us came to fight, even if Ted Patrick came and made a great difference. So they, in those cases, generally, they use the family members for the fighting.
This allows the issue of torture, because everyone actually feels very sympathetic towards the fathers and mothers. But always these programs are very intelligent. They personally try to avoid the physical part, but they give the parents to it.
And then if the person strikes out at the parents, they just see how crazy he's become. It's like when Bhakti Gopal took a stick and hit his mother across the head and ran out, got in the name of the street, if they were holding tactics, and run away. But if they just see how crazy he's become, he hit his own mother. Of course, the fact is that they didn't mention they locked them in the bathroom for 30 hours. But before, they kept them in the bathroom and locked the door. They didn't mention for the bathroom. And they mentioned that he came out of the room and hit with a stick. So then they just see he's acting as his friend and then the judge said, oh, so what can I do? And then naturally the father loves the son.
So he went to Gopal or Katsa, but he is not Katsa. Sitana Pastan is the name of Katsa. And I'll do that.
One who cannot deliver his dependence from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a wish of a demigod. There are many spiritual masters, but Rishabha Deva is
they argue sometimes, they say, you are saying that your guru,
you are arguing your practice, our argument is your you are arguing from your practice. We can argue from our practice. Unless the father and the leader, the son from the cycle of birth and death, do not have. We need our practice.
In order to accept this, they will have to rewrite the laws.
This is the acceptance now. Apart from the scripture and intelligence, is something argument. Then, as far as father, you get the emblem, the problem. Yes, and God, they are to be free. But they cannot relieve the guy from the cycle of birth and death. And the Lord Buddha says, Dhanam is still a bad thing, good for those animals. That's when we have to see what is actually this pill. this chantra is this machine body is offered by the material energy under the direction of the Krishna consciousness. So, actually, they do not know the laws of nature, laws of God, ignorance. So we are trying to bring them to the God in knowledge. They do not know the law. Matter is based on their knowledge.
Yes,
Vidyanta plays after the money. Alastava to some of the Sakhan, the people who don't know the truth. Lokapta Ajanta. The reference is that they do not know how life is going on. And they are creating Anatta. Therefore, Vidya, that way, Chakra is after the book. The police and Mutai Upadesha, the Prabhupada, and all of them. their lives left them. Again, the child is living to the time of the family. That one will not be able to do it. Oh, give me permission. Still, you have to go out of here. Difficult task. Therefore, if you want to see Krishna very quickly, struggle at this. Jayam Paramandayam Mandhati Dhulya. That's what Krishna means to us. So, we have got our business to please Krishna. Tell you our business. So, this kind of something is on the way. We have to do this. Murana, Vyana, 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 Vyana. We are all Murana. So, we have to engage to teach them some lessons. Take them to Mahatma, to give them some. He testified. All personal contacts. And then, the Lamy's father is very honored and religious. He had no much of his family. His wife, Krishna Priya, and his mother, but he still gave up the benefit of the world. Das wusste das Recht, der andere Kind, das nicht der andere Kind, das ist der andere Kind. Maya, die Runde, der ist der andere Kind, der wurde der andere Kind. Das war der andere Kind. Ich bin der andere Kind. Ich bin der andere Kind. Ich bin der andere Amara Jai Guru Hujya Kare Vindu Jari Jato Kare Kavati. Our mission is to get out the honor of the children. Thank you, Swami. Come on.
Magazine.
Now the tendency is that they're not mentioning Krishna's name so much. They're not putting the picture of Krishna. They're not putting the pictures of the devotees. They're discussing like simple natural life in order to please them. Probably because of this reason that they use this way, we should have to make Krishna conscious more conventional. And with the shaved heads and the pictures of Krishna, people won't like it. But they're sticking to this description of simple life. And vague talk of spiritual life, reincarnation, meditation.
People are speaking about our movement now. Many people say us that you are selling out compromising your position.
And what's it look like?
We do. Remember,
I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm done.
So the great Lord, not a fool. We were looking through a recent issue in Mexico, the most recent issue. And we were
talking about this coming up.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah. We were all knowing that.
I love you.